UNESCO has awarded its annual peace prize to French President François Hollande following his decision to invade Mali without UN approval in order to support a regime installed by a military coup. Hollande claims the war was necessary to prevent a couple thousand religious extremists from conquering a nation of 15 million people. Since 1960, the French military has intervened in Africa almost 60 times, but until now, they had never won a peace prize for their efforts. There has been vast criticism over UNESCO's choice on multiple levels. Many feel UNESCO ignored how the Malian intervention fits in the context of France's imperialist history in West Africa, and also how Hollande has openly admitted that the Mali war is needed to safeguard French business interests in the region.
I have my doubts about the real orientation of this war. Hollande promised presidential elections right away, and we still haven't seen anything concrete. As far as this peace prize, we must ask if a European deserves this award and not an African.
Many are concerned that UNESCO is being used to legitimize a so-called just war, a concept that denies the importance of peaceful diplomacy and makes hasty foreign interventions acceptable. The war in Mali shows no sign of stopping. There have been constant allegations regarding war crimes and ethnic cleansing, with hundreds of Malian civilians thought to have been killed, many by French airstrikes. One can only wonder what the families of these killed civilians think about Hollande's peace prize.
For the people who have been killed, well, Hollande has given Malians money and arms to end their conflict. And that could console the parents and the families of those who have died.
A host of West African leaders, many of them staunch allies of France despite their lack of democratic credentials, were on hand to express their gratitude and thanks.
When a house is burning, you have to either get water or call a firefighter. You don't ask a parliament to discuss things. You do that afterwards, which the United Nations did. If Hollande had not acted, the terrorists would be in Ivory Coast or Dakar by now.
While Paris has fought religious extremists in Mali, they have sided with them in Syria. Some analysts have ironically speculated that Hollande may go to war in Syria to try and win the Nobel Peace Prize. Critics say it's hard to take these types of awards seriously when they insist on blatantly serving a political agenda. In a world full of people who have dedicated their entire lives to peace, many believe a more deserving winner could have been selected. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.